From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies on the Lord's Prayer, messages designed to help God's people learn how to pray according to God's Word. Today, he commences a message entitled, The Certainty and Nature of Answered Prayer. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Law in the Heart. The text is Psalm 37 and verse 31. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Put the law into the heart, and the whole man is right. This is where the law should be. For then it lies, like the tables of stone in the ark, in the place appointed for it. In the head it puzzles, on the back it burdens, in the heart it upholds. What a choice word is here used, the law of his God. When we know the Lord as our own God, his law becomes liberty to us. God with us in covenant makes us eager to obey his will and walk in his commands. Is the precept my Father's precept? Then I delight in it. We are here guaranteed that obedient-hearted man shall be sustained in every step that he takes. He will do that which is right, and he shall therefore do that which is wise. Holy action is always the most prudent, though it may not at the time seem to be so. We are moving along the great high road of God's providence and grace when we keep to the way of his law. The Word of God has never misled a single soul yet. Its plain directions to walk humbly, justly, lovingly, and in the fear of the Lord are as much words of wisdom to make our way prosperous as rules of holiness to keep our garments clean. He walks surely who walks righteously.
I was lost, but now I'm found, blind, but now I see, burdened down by sin, till Jesus rescued me. I was in the miry clay, when he lifted me to the blessed rock of ages for all eternity. I am free, he sets me free, from the chains of sin that bound me, I am free. I am free, he set me free. From the darkness all around me, I am free. I am walking now by faith, standing on his word.
Covered by the blood, rejoicing in the Lord.
Now I know I'm heaven bound in the narrow way. So I keep my eyes on Jesus, and from my heart I say, I am free,
I am free,
he set me free.
I am free.
From the chains of sin that bound me, I am free. I am free,
I am free,
he set me free.
I am free.
From the darkness all around me, I am free. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins, all my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say my sins are all gone. They're underneath
like the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I am free, I am free, He set me free. From the chains of sin that bound me, I am free. I am free, I am free, He set me free.
I am free.
From the darkness all around me,
from the chains of sin that bound me,
from temptations that surround me, I am free. Yes, I am free.
If you have been blessed by the beautiful sacred music which forms a part of Let the Bible Speak, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. These songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may call 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. Today, Dr. Cairns returns to Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which seeth in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. It is the last phrase of this verse that forms the basis for this message. All who claim Christ as Savior believe that God answers prayer. Yet for nearly all believers there exists a tension between God's promises regarding prayer and what they actually experience in their lives. Dr. Cairns will seek to provide clear answers to this seeming paradox from the Holy Scriptures. Now to introduce this message, The Certainty and Nature of God's Answers to Prayer, here is Dr. Cairns.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 7, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. We return today to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. And once more, I want us to give attention to the end of the verse. Last week I thought we would have moved on from this verse, and I thought again we would have moved on by this week. But the closer I got to it, the more I realized that there's still something here we need to consider. So we're thinking again of the last line of the verse, Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Thy Father shall reward thee openly. And this at once raises, for every Christian, a very important issue. It's the issue of answered prayer. Now, for most Christians, this is not only a matter of great importance, but it's also a matter of great confusion and a matter of great personal frustration. Ask any Christian, do you believe God answers prayer? And immediately, almost reflexively, he'll answer, yes. You see, that is an article of faith for Christians, that God answers prayer. And yet, if you press that same Christian to tell you of his own experience in the place of prayer, he'll admit that very often he prays with no apparent effect. True, he has seen prayer answered, but equally true, he has seen prayer go unanswered. And if you press him even further, I think you'll find in most cases that a Christian will tell you he is more than a little dissatisfied with his own prayer life and his own experience in the secret place. And the reason is very simple. He reads such things as the verses we read this morning. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asketh receiveth. Everyone that seeketh findeth. Everyone that knocks shall find the door opening to him. He reads the words of Christ in John 14, Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And again the promise of Christ, If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. We think of the words of John in 1 John 3:22, Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. How often have we read words like Psalm 37:4, Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So a Christian reads such things as these, and all these things appear to be very simple. They appear to be very straightforward. Absolute promises. And yet he admits, I have asked in Jesus' name, and I haven't received. I abide in Christ and seek to obey His word, but still I have asked and not received. As best I know, I believe I delight in the Lord, and yet there are things that I desire and I do not receive them. So here's a tension then. On the one hand, he reads the promises that are so clear and plain and simple that a child could not misunderstand them. And on the other hand, he says, I seek to put these things into operation. The two don't exactly match. There's the tension. There's the confusion. And there's the frustration. It may help a little, though it will not answer the problem entirely, it may help a little to know that it's nothing new. That if you go back in the history of the Word of God, you'll find that some of the great prayer warriors and some indeed of the very greatest men of prayer have struggled with the same tension. When God selected three people to name as the greatest possible intercessors that history had thus far seen, one of them that he selected was Job. And yet, Job said, behold, I cry out of wrong, but I'm not heard. I cry aloud, and there's no judgment. He said, I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, but thou regardest me not. Indeed, he got to such a place that he felt he couldn't even find God. And he said in Job 23:3, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. You think of a man like David, undoubtedly one of the great men of the secret place, the man who wrote most of the Psalms that bring us in as believers into the holiest of all and teaches what it is to be in such deep, real and sweet communion with God. And even he cried, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? So there's nothing new in this tension. Every one of us has felt them and will feel the same again. Now all this makes the subject of our text this morning all the more pertinent and all the more urgently important. So I want us to look at these simple words of Christ. Your Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. And I want us to think today about answered prayer, about the certainty and the nature of God's answers to His people's prayers. Now let me start off first by reiterating the fact that God does answer prayer. The words of the Lord Jesus in this text make it very plain. In this verse He says, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet and shut the door, and pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Now there is no doubt whatsoever what the Savior intended His people to believe. He intended them to understand, if you get alone with God, if you get to prayer, and you really pray, then God will answer prayer. That's the teaching of the Savior, for God answers prayer. That's the teaching of the whole Bible. I was reading just the other day in our family devotions, beautiful text at the end of 2 Chronicles chapter 30, in verse 27. In the period of Hezekiah's reformation, the priests finally and belatedly sanctified themselves. And then we read that their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to His holy dwelling, even unto heaven. What a beautiful statement. regarding the prayers of God's people, and for our encouragement regarding the prayers, in this case, of a people who were slow to come to the place of prayer. They were certainly not among the prize exhibits of the Church of Christ. They were not the most outstandingly spiritual people. They had to be brought slowly to this place of purifying and sanctifying themselves to get alone with God. And when they finally came to pray, we read that their voice was heard and their prayer came up into God's holy dwelling, even unto heaven. God does answer prayer. Now, right away, we must define what we mean by answer, because I have to be honest and say that as Christians, and as I read what preachers have said, I have to say also as preachers, we are a wee bit Jesuitical here. And in order to save ourselves from this tension of the Bible promising answers and us not really feeling we have received answers, we do a wee bit of Jesuitry and we redefine what it is to answer. How often have you heard God always answers prayer? Sometimes He just says no. Well, you know, come off it now. I mean, we're playing with words when we get to that place. There, it is possible to think of some things where we expect an answer, yes or no, and yes or no will be an answer. Should I go? Should I not go? Yes is an answer. No is an answer. But when we are praying for specific things that need to be done in our lives, and there's no response, and we simply say, well, that's a no, but it's an answer, we're fooling ourselves. It's not how the Bible defines God answering prayer. So, how does it define it? Let me give you what the Scripture gives us as an insight into the meaning of God's answer to prayer. It means that He makes a particular response to a particular cry. You think of Isaiah 30, verse 19, "Thou shalt weep no more." The idea here is of somebody coming before the Lord, and they're in such anxiety and deep distress of soul, they're pouring out a particular cry to the Lord. The Lord hears them and answers them, with the result that He wipes the tears away. He says, "Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When He hear it, He will answer thee." The idea is very clear that you come in a particular situation with a particular pressing need. You lift up that particular cry and God gives you an answer that is just as particular as the cry. That's God answering prayer. Put it another way. He gives you the things you ask for. Mark 11, verse 24 is one of the most famous statements of the Savior on the matter of prayer. "What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." I just need to interject in passing, believe that you receive them is not make yourself believe you receive them. It's not pretend you believe you receive them. It's not Hollywood acting as if you believe. It is pray in faith. That's what He's saying. "And ye shall have them." You ask, and you receive. We read this morning in Matthew chapter 7, "What man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone?" If you come, maybe I'm giving myself away in my time period and the low stratum of Belfast society in which we lived, but in those days in Northern Ireland, not long after the Second World War, when America was getting back into prosperity, or going further into prosperity, over there we felt that every American was a millionaire, and everything was rich and big and wonderful in this country. If you just wanted to be a millionaire, you just came to America. That's the view we had. We actually believed that Americans were so rich that they just ditched their cars after 2 years. They would just blow them off the edge of a precipice or something to get a new car because they didn't need the old one. That's honestly what we believed as kids in Northern Ireland. And it was nice to know that somebody somewhere had plenty, because post-war Britain was a grim, grim place. until the 1950s, you had to have little coupons to buy food, to buy clothing. And when you wanted a snack between meals, you didn't get a candy bar. You would come, and the cry in Belfast, it sounds so strange nowadays, children would come, you'd hear them coming to their parents, their mother usually, saying, "Mommy, I want a piece." P-I-E-C-E. And it was abbreviated for a piece of bread, butter, well, margarine, and jam. Preserves, whatever you call it. Can you imagine a child coming in, asking for bread, and its mother gives it a stone? And the child goes away with a beaming face and say, "My mommy answered my cry." No, no. If your child asks bread, will you give it a stone? What is Jesus saying here? He says, you ask for bread, you get bread. You ask for a fish, you don't expect a snake. What is it for God to answer prayer? He gives the things we ask for.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.